There are about 1,000 people from El Salvador living and working in Arizona under a federal program called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. That's according to the Center for American Progress, which supports citizenship for longtime TPS recipients. But the Trump administration wants to limit immigration, and there is a looming debate to decide what will happen to Salvadorans with TPS. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports on a man who's been in the program for 16 years.
Velcro straps an industrial vacuum to Gabriel Navarrete's back. It's Friday night, and when dental offices close, Navarrete opens his cleaning business.
La gente que habla que el latino viene aquí a quitarles el empleo es mentira.
He says it's a lie when people say Latinos come here to take their jobs. Navarrete is an educated and intense man. To keep his customers, he knows he has to be efficient and pay attention to small details. On the lighter side, he's a basketball fan.
Los Angeles Lakers.
The 55-year-old Salvadoran wants to grow his business and plan retirement. But he has to wait for the Department of Homeland Security to decide if it will extend or cancel the temporary protected status he's had for almost two decades.
Podríamos acabar perdiendo dos casas, perdiendo empresas, perdiendo todo.
He says we could lose two houses, businesses, and everything we have. DHS grants TPS for up to 18 months. Navarrete has lived through at least 10 cycles since 2001, when the U.S. gave Salvadorans TPS after several earthquakes.
Tenemos que salir de esa incertidumbre.
Navarrete says we have to get out of this uncertainty. The Trump administration recently announced plans to end TPS for Nicaragua and Sudan. It has extended the program for Haiti and Honduras, but said people should prepare to go home. Salvadorans, who make up the largest number of TPS recipients, will learn their fate in January. Navarrete and his wife, Guadalupe Ponce, work together every Friday night. Ponce is from Mexico. She met Navarrete at a late-night cafe, and they've been married for 11 years. Ponce says her husband has been stressed about TPS for months.
Hay veces que se le sube un poco la presión. No duerme bien, duerme, pero no duerme bien.
Sometimes his blood pressure goes up a little, she says. He sleeps, but not well. Navarrete is right to worry about losing TPS, says Cecilia Menjivar, a sociologist who spent 20 years studying the program. She says El Salvador is worse now than it was in 2001.
There is more violence now. They could go back to a country that is absolutely not ready to receive them because the economy is so weak still.
TPS supporters say authorities constantly vet recipients. Many have kids, and like Navarrete, many own businesses too. If they have no path to citizenship, people with TPS are stuck.
I think the important question here is, why keep people hanging on? Why keep them in this legal limbo?
Advocates for limiting immigration say extending TPS should only depend on the situation in the native country, not someone's ties to the U.S. They say temporary should be taken literally.
It's definitely temporary. It's only for 18 months, typically. And so people are in constant anxiety when you get close.
Phoenix immigration lawyer Judy Flanagan has had TPS clients for 20 years.
Seems cruel, actually, to make people go back.
As he mops the long hallways of a doctor's office, Navarrete argues the U.S. owes El Salvador for letting the military operate there in the 1980s. And it's just one reason why TPS recipients should get to become citizens. I believe it's fair that we're offered something for that, he says. If he loses TPS, Navarrete says he will not go back to El Salvador.
Trataría de ir a un lugar más calmo en México.
I would try to go to a calm part of Mexico, he says. Navarrete won't know his fate until January. But even if TPS gets extended for El Salvador, it will only mark the start of an all-too-familiar limbo with an unknown ending. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, reporting from Tucson.